A moment now to remember Mary Tyler Moore. The actress died today at the age of 80. Moore helped redefine women's roles on TV, first playing the earnest and stylish homemaker Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show, and later playing Mary Richards, the single young journalist on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Jesse Baker has this tribute.
Mary Tyler Moore played the girl who could turn the world on with her smile.
Who can take a nothing day? Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Even 25 years later, on WHYY's Fresh Air, Mary Tyler Moore clearly recalled the day she shot the scenes for what was to become that most memorable start to the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
It was freezing cold. It was in Minneapolis in January, I think. We didn't know what we were doing. We were just there to grab a lot of footage that shows a young woman's exuberance being in a new city.
As Moore tosses her hat in the air, her character, Mary Richards, is tossing out all the baggage of her last life and starting anew in the newsroom of WJM-TV in Minneapolis. From the first episode, Moore plays Richards as young, polite, and very determined. Here's her job interview with co-star Ed Asner as the crotchety news director, Lou Grant.
Look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Yes, Mr. Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
It was the most powerful moment in theater I've ever had because she played it so beautifully. The audience was going ooh, goo, goo at that moment.
By the time she appeared in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she was an experienced comedic actor and producer. Her production company, MTM Enterprises, was also responsible for sitcoms including Rhoda, The Bob Newhart Show, and WKRP in Cincinnati. But Moore had learned her craft while playing homemaker Laura Petrie for 5 seasons in the 1960s on The Dick Van Dyke Show.
You're not going to fix me any breakfast, are you?
But darling, I offered to fix
you. Well, all right. Have your fun. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Moore's chemistry with her on-screen husband, played by Dick Van Dyke, was so electric that CBS insisted her character had to be a single woman on her later show. CBS didn't want viewers to think they had divorced, and Dick Van Dyke cheerfully admitted this to NPR in 2011.
Around the second season, we would try to rehearse and begin to giggle for no reason. And a psychiatrist said, you have a crush on each other. And I realized that's true. And I think it showed on the screen.
Laura actually had opinions of her own. And while she was asserting herself, she also didn't make Dick Van Dyke look like a dummy. I mean, society's expectations at that point still said, hey, wait a minute, lady, you only go so far here. But I think we broke new ground.
Broke new ground because Laura Petrie had opinions, and she insisted on wearing capri pants in a time where skirts and heels were the height of TV fashion. Mary Tyler Moore proved she could wear what she wanted, and also sometimes take the comic lead to Dick Van Dyke's straight man. Moore told Terry Gross she had always been a fan of the comedian Nanette Fabre and channeled her to conjure up those trademark comic tears.
And you said, don't do that! And you gave that a record, you yucky shirt!
There was definitely a cracking in the voice and an inability to maintain a tone and a certain amount of verbal yodeling that took place. And from that came, oh, Rob!
Moore herself was not the single freewheeling Mary Richards embraced by America. The real Mary was married by the time she was 18. And off the set, her life was a lot darker than the TV characters she portrayed. She was born in Brooklyn, but grew up in Los Angeles with a mother who battled alcoholism, a problem that later afflicted Moore and both her siblings.
I probably never was really out and out drunk, and I certainly never drank during the daytime. But I wasted a lot of my time, and I forgot a lot because I didn't remember much of what had happened the night before.
Moore channeled some of that unhappiness in a role that earned her an Academy Award nomination in 1980 as the icy, grieving mother, Beth Jarrett, in Ordinary People.
Not to mention a violation of privacy.
Whose privacy?
Our privacy, the family's privacy. I think it is a very private matter.
To this day, however, It's her comedy that endures. In downtown Minneapolis, there's a statue of her, Miss Mary Richards, twirling her cap, a moment of hope and promise, frozen in time. For NPR News, I'm Jessie Baker.